just going through the motions of going to work, taking care of my children, and, you know, then transitioning them to college. And I had a lot of time on my hands, and I had a lot of time to think about things. And so those were the words that came to me, dream again. And that was this 26? So that was probably about 5 years ago.
Wow.
And then I started school in 24, and it's like, you know, one of the first thing was, oh, well, you know, I've always dreamed of owning a home. And, well, we got that. And I was like, okay, I got my dream. And then I was like, well, I'm not done. Mm-hmm. So, and keep dreaming. I'm like,
keep
okay.
Keep dreaming.
Keep dreaming. For anybody, keep dreaming. As long as you're living, anything is possible. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so then I was like, you know what? I would like to just earn my living doing what I like to do, which is right. We talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back to school to learn more about the industry and to, you know, better my craft, so to speak. But when you're going through it, though, it's like, you know what? Things aren't happening as quickly as I thought they would, or maybe I'm not as good as I thought I was, or, you know, those thoughts start to creep in, especially when you see other people and they're doing stuff. And it's like, oh, I should have thought about that, you know.
Right.
But we all have our own gifts, and God does not recycle. That's what makes him so amazing. Every one of us is different. We all have different gifts. We all have different strengths. And our mistake sometimes is looking at other people and comparing ourselves to them and thinking that we should be like them. But no, God made me, and he didn't make anyone else like me.
Mm.
God made you, and he didn't make anyone else like you. We may have some similarities, but there's nothing. We're not 100% the same. No one is.
Mm. Was it scary to start dreaming?
It was exciting.
Exciting.
But it was kind of scary to take the first step. Like, I always tell people, going back to school, the very idea made me tired.
But, you know, yes, indeed.
But I've enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not going to say I'm ready to go. I'm ready to graduate. I'm ready to be done. Because, sure. You know, after a while, it kind of gets old. But no, it's been exciting. It's just that when the things weren't moving the way I wanted them to. And then, like I said, those thoughts start creeping in. And I had to remind myself of where I was when mm-hmm. I started and what exactly we're doing here.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to really encourage all of those people who have been poisoned by doubt to come out of doubt, start dreaming, and start walking and working in your God-given purpose. Stay on point. We'll be back right after this. You know it's hurricane season. State Farm agent Rosa Fields and her team are here to help you to protect what matters most, your home, your auto, and your life. Not just during hurricane season, but all year long. Give State Farm agent Rosa Fields a call, 318-487-1881, 318-487-1881. State Farm agent Rosa Fields is making life go right.
Farm agent Rosa Fields is here to help life go right. With over 25 years of experience, you can trust that State Farm agent Rosa Fields and her professional staff can help you. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business insurance, Rosa Fields can help you. Rosa brings a local touch to a national brand with exceptional service. State Farm agent Rosa Fields has been doing more than providing quality insurance. She's been building relationships one customer at a time. State Farm agent Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881.
At Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, we're more than just a financial institution. We're family. Whether you're looking for a great rate on a loan, building your savings, or simply managing your everyday banking, we're here to help. Buying a home, upgrading your ride, or finally getting that RV you've always wanted? We offer convenient loan options and personalized service to fit your lifestyle. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, where we help members like family. HeartCU.org, federally insured by NCUA.
Want to quit smoking or vaping? The first step is have a plan. The Louisiana Campaign for Tobacco-Free Living can help you kick the habit. It's easier than you think. Your support team can help. 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Quitwithusla.org.
Whew, it's hot as pit out here.
What?
hottest pit?
Yeah, you know, it's as hot as those pits at Outlaws Barbecue.
You're not wrong. This heat ain't no joke. Let's head over to Outlaws and enjoy Louisiana's most wanted barbecue and their AC.
That sounds outlawsome.
Outlawsome?
Yeah, you know, just a little word I mashed up. Outlaws awesome?
Right. Let's head over to Outlaws right now.
Stay cool this summer when it's hot as pit outside. Let Outlaws do the grilling while you do the chilling. Outlaws Barbecue. Good folks, good food, good times.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
At Clico, we're energized by serving our Louisiana communities. And in 2025, our team logged 5,000 volunteer hours and supported 400 charitable organizations. And this year, we're on track to do even more. You can find us in your neighborhood, at the food bank, on the Little League field, and in our schools. Because making a difference energizes us. Visit energizesus.com to learn more.
Your heart will beat more than 2.5 billion times in a lifetime. Each of those heartbeats deserve the region's most advanced cardiac care. RAPIDS Regional Medical Center was the first in the region to offer state-of-the-art procedures such as TAVR and micropacemakers. And we have the area's only hybrid operating room for advanced cardiac surgery with an interventional approach. When it comes to second chances of the heart, we should be your first choice. RAPIDS Regional Medical Center. Heart care on a higher level.
RAPIDS Regional Medical Center. When it comes to second chances of the heart, RAPIDS Regional Medical Center should be your first choice. Heart care on a higher level. RAPIDS Regional Medical Center has been serving Central Louisiana for more than 120 years. Hey, everybody, welcome back to a great conversation. Maybe you're dealing with some doubt. Maybe God promised you some things or you heard some things from God about your life and what it would be and what you were supposed to do, and it hasn't happened yet. And today, Danielle Milano and I are talking about not letting doubt poison what you know that God showed you. And during the break, we were talking about the story of David and how that plays into, you know, just what we're talking about.
Right. Between the second that you've been told that this is what you're going to do and actually seeing the manifestation. That's what we were talking about. And we were talking about how David was a boy, maybe a teenager.
Yeah.
When he was anointed king of Israel. And he was, I believe, in his 30s when he finally became king. And first he became king in Judah and then eventually all of Israel. So, you know, we always think that if God showed us on Tuesday, it's going to happen on Saturday, or maybe it'll happen at the end of the year,
right?
Like a new year, new beginning. This is when I start. No, and maybe we don't need to ask God when. Maybe we just need to trust him and go on through the process. But we don't like to wait. And the longer we have to wait, the more we start thinking, well, was that you, God?
Mm-hmm.
Is this really going to happen? And it's really easy to kind of get, the longer it takes, it's really easy to get thrown off the course.
And the meditation says that, well, we always say, well, I don't know. It says you don't really know anything. You should meet everything with an affirmative attitude, especially after you have been, you know deep within yourself that God said this thing about you.
Right.
And it says that affirmative attitude should be yes.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get that yes when everything around you is saying, or seems that it's saying, like David, it seems like, okay, well, the prophet anointed me.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I'm going to be king,
mm-hmm.
but it's been maybe 20 plus years.
Right.
Still ain't seen it.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder, like, if I ever get to meet him, I'm going to ask, did you ever get to the point where you felt like you weren't going to be king? Like, this man is going to kill me. He's trying very hard not to let what God has purposed not come to pass. Because he was. I mean, Saul basically was fighting against God trying to kill David. But to answer your question, a vision board, keep the yes in front of you. Because it's always easy
like
when...
keep the yes in front.
When it first tells you, it's like, yeah, let's do it. Yeah. You know? And then after a while, it's like, okay, when are we going to do it? Exactly. I said, yeah, so why are we not doing it already? But, you know, so what would have helped me, I think, when I went through that is keeping it in front of me. Because I had to go back and remember. But if I had it sitting right in front of me, keeping that yes right in front of me, I think it probably would have helped keep the doubt from creeping in and, you know, thinking that maybe I heard it wrong or maybe I'm doing it wrong or whatever. Because, you know, if you remember what he told you, when he told you, and you just hold on to that, keep it before your face. That way, I think the yes stays and doesn't falter over time.
So maybe write the vision.
Write the vision. Make it plain.
Yeah. And, you know, those are things that we hear a lot, but sometimes we don't
do. It's true.
Write the vision. And so it says there is power available to help us to do the right thing. Therefore, we will accept that power. And then when we accept the power, there are miracles that change in people's lives. Therefore, we accept those miracles as evidence of God's power. And you have seen your own miracle. Tell us about it.
I don't remember if I mentioned it last months ago when I was here, but throughout all of this other stuff going on, I've had some issues, and I have a family history of breast cancer. So they've watched me very closely because I also fibroids develop in my body.
When did they start watching you when you knew that you had a family history? Do you remember
early 40s? Well, I say early 40s. I'm only 47, but yeah.
Early 40s.
Well, maybe mid-30s, early 40s, somewhere is when they really started keeping an eye because my mother was in her 40s when she was diagnosed, like early 40s. I think I had just started college.
Wow. It's important to note that family history matters.
It does. But, you know, don't let that be the end all.
That's right.
There's this thing I saw on Facebook, and it was said, it ran in my family until it ran into me.
Ooh, I like that.
I love it. I had to share it because, you know, just because it's in your family history does not mean it's your destiny, and you don't have to accept that it's your destiny. But that's a whole other soapbox.
But it's an important one.
It is an important one. But we were talking about my miracle. Okay, so let me get back to that.
Family history of breast cancer.
Right. So they found something when they did ultrasound or a mammogram or something. Probably either December. It may have been January. I think it was January. It was in January. They found something that was a tumor, basically. Mm-hmm. And they did a biopsy of the tumor and found out that it was benign. Okay. But they wanted to do surgery anyway, because even if it is benign now, it could become cancerous later, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I'm tired. I'm so sick and tired of it being mashed and prodded and stuck and cut on or whatever. So I was like, I said, you know, she was like, well, it's benign, so we don't, you know, there's no emergency. I was like, okay. I said, well, then let's just keep an eye on it. And so I came home, I found some healing scriptures, and I made a prayer. And, excuse me. So around March 24th, I had this leading to go and pray that prayer, speak those scriptures. So I stopped what I was doing. I was getting ready for bed. I stopped what I was doing, and I read them. And then I went back to doing what I was doing, which was basically getting ready for bed. You know, that's when we have our little rituals or whatever. So when I was heading to bed, I felt this heat, this really like burning sensation. Like it was getting intense. Like it was almost hurting to the point where I was like, I don't want to go to the hospital. I don't want to go to the ER. It's 11 o'clock at night. I'm ready to lay down. And didn't think anything else about it. Well, 2 days later, I was like, you know what? I bet that was God working in me, because he had just told me to read the word. So I wrote down the date. And this is, and I wish I had brought it with me, but I wrote down on my calendar the March 24th. Spoke the word heat sensation, tumor gone, something along those lines. Mm-hmm. And I was like, nah, I can't wait to get to the doctor so they could do the ultrasounds and do the mammograms or whatever to see. So fast forward to June 27th, I went to the doctor. They did the ultrasound. They did the mammogram. Oh, everything looks good. And I was like, what you mean everything looks good? I want to hear that it's gone.
Right.
What you mean everything looks good? But I didn't, you know, and I was starting, are you disappointed? Not yet, because I hadn't heard from the doctor. I'll wait until I hear from the doctor. So went to the doctor, and the first thing she said when she walked through that door, that tumor is gone.
Praise God.
She said, we can't find it anymore.
Can't find it.
She said, she showed me the picture of what the original imaging, and then she showed me the pictures that they had taken on the 25th, gone without a trace. Not even little specks, just gone.
Wow.
Gone.
And so what was your thoughts? Because this is what you and I had talked about it.
Yeah, for me, it was confirmation. What I wanted to do was knock the wall down. That's what I wanted to do. I constrained myself until I got in my car.
Mm-hmm.
But she, you know, because she was like, we used to say, as soon as we see it, you taking it out. She said, but you must know the man. I said, I know the man. His name is Jesus. And, yes, I got my healing.
I know the man. Yes, indeed.
You must know the man.
Don't forget that miracles are happening every single day.
Still.
And we've got to speak them, we got to believe them, and we got to say yes to God. Danielle,
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Hey, everybody, stay on point. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. We're coming up to the top of the hour, and then after that, we'll have our OPT meditation, a time to find your center, be present in your body, say yes to those things that serve you, and push away those things that bring you anxiety, uncomfort, and uncertainty. And then after that, we'll be joined by Linda Hudson from the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, and they'll tell you what they're doing to feed the families of Central Louisiana. Stay on point. We'll be back with more after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
This segment of On Point Talk is being brought to you by Journey Rehab. Life is a journey. Let us walk with you.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Trump threatens more strikes on Iran after saying the ceasefire is over. Good morning. On Point Media News is brought to you by Clico. Clico energizes us. President Donald Trump said the U.S. will probably hit Iran again and threatened to bring back a naval blockade after the two sides traded strikes. Trump, who's currently at the NATO summit in Turkey, said he believed the memorandum of understanding is over, but that talks could continue. In remarks made alongside Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, Trump also said he would discuss plans to give that country the capability to make their own Patriot missile defense systems. Trump said he will speak with Russian leader Vladimir Putin, as he promised Zelensky and Putin will meet. Meanwhile, Trump has adopted a more positive tone toward NATO following meetings, saying that leaders had a great meeting. NATO's chief has touted increased European and Canadian defense spending, a major focus for Trump. On Point Media News is brought to you by Clico. Clico energizes us. I'm Wade Hampton.
In 2025, Clico kept the power on over 99.9% of the time.
But that's not all. We were the only electric utility provider to meet Louisiana's reliability standards. For 27 years and counting, we broke records last year and we're getting better each and every year. Power you can count on. Now that energizes us. Visit energizesus.com to learn more.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
The goal when you work with Dobinson & Associates is for you to feel the pressures and stresses of your life being lifted. Andre Dobinson is an investment advisor representative. You may think he only works with money, but the most important part of his job is working with people. Of course, he knows the market, but more importantly, he knows his clients and what is important to them. Andre gives his clients personalized financial advice they can rely on. At Dobinson & Associates, the focus of our commitment to you and your goals allows you the freedom to dream big again about your future. Dobinson & Associates wants to work with you to help elevate you to reach a new level of financial stability. You can connect with Dobinson & Associates at 318-484-2803. Dobinson & Associates, helping families earn more income and become properly protected.
Put the Cross and Shield to work for you. Medicaid from Healthy Blue. From adults to kids, get all your Medicaid benefits, plus extras like Boys and Girls Club memberships and rewards for seeing the doctor. www.myhealthyblue.la.com.
Do you have a wound on your lower leg or foot that just won't heal? Are you experiencing pain from a diabetic foot ulcer? Are your toes turning black? If so, you are at great risk for amputation. LACVT is a leader in preventing amputation in Sinla. We have several wound healing options with outstanding outcomes, and we accept all insurance. LACVT at 318-442-0106 to schedule an appointment so that you can keep walking.
At Wildwood Pizza, we believe in freshness you can taste. Our wood-fired pizzas and fresh-made salads are crafted daily with high-quality ingredients right here in Alexandria. We're more than a restaurant. We're a family. Through our Pizza with a Purpose program, we give back to local charities because community matters. Hungry? Wildwood Pizza at 1260 Texas Avenue. One handcrafted pizza, two garden salads, and two drinks every day from 11 to 4. Wildwood Pizza, as wild as you want.
Before the accident, I was actually on my way to take my mom some things. She was in a nursing home at the time. I was hit, hurt. Malcolm helped me keep my composure and sanity. Malcolm is real, he's honest, he's compassionate, and he's gonna go that extra mile. Being in an accident is not easy, especially when you have children. From the time I had my wreck to the time I received my check, I never had a worry.
The Law Office of Malcolm Larverdane, here for you today. 318-445-3533.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Results may vary.
At Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, we're more than just a financial institution. We're family. Whether you're looking for a great rate on a loan, building your savings, or simply managing your everyday banking, we're here to help. Buying a home, upgrading your ride, or finally getting that RV you've always wanted? We offer convenient loan options and personalized service to fit your lifestyle. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, where we help members like family. HeartCU.org, federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is where we help our members like family. Four locations, or visit their website, www.heartcu. You can find them in Alexandria, Pineville, or Marksville. Or just visit their website, www.heartcu.org.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT network. It's the time of the morning where we start with our OPT meditation, intention, and or thought for the day. And it's sponsored by Healthy Blue, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. Their website is www.myhealthybluela.com. This morning's meditation says, disillusionment and doubt spoil life. The doubting ones are the disillusioned ones. When you are in doubt, you are on the fence. You are not going anywhere. Doubt poisons all action. Well, I don't know. So you don't do anything. You should meet life with a yes, an affirmative attitude. There is good in the world, and we can follow that good. There is power available to help us to do the right thing. Therefore, we will accept that power. There are miracles of change in people's lives. Therefore, we will accept those miracles as evidence of God's power.
Yeah, Colette, that self-doubting, that critical voice that's always in our head, it is a debilitating process. It causes us not to ever do anything and keeps us in a state, like it says, of disillusionment. It'll spoil your life, being double-minded, mm-hmm. not being willing to go, not to trust. You know, we have to... And this is why I say, Colette, we have to diligently seek God, because the more we seek God and the more we learn the Word of God and we get confidence in the Word of God, faith in what the Word says, it gives us the ability, the anointing power to go, mm-hmm. not knowing what the outcome is going to be. A lot of us are always trying to figure out what the outcome is going to be, and that's what leaves us in doubt. We don't get into a place of understanding and knowing that God is going to bless us if we do what we believe God wants us to do. Mm-hmm. So God is not going to charge us with doing anything without giving us the provision to do the thing that he wants us to mm-hmm. do. But we have to get out of our heads. Mm-hmm. We have to quit letting the devil tell us, because he's speaking to us in our thoughts.
Yep.
He's telling us, well, you can't do that. Mm-hmm. Well, how are you going to do that? You're such and such son or daughter. Y'all aren't anything. Y'all don't have this. You don't have that. All that is to keep you in a place of being debilitated and disillusioned. But once the word says faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. When we continuously put ourselves in a place to hear what God says,
mm-hmm.
and seek God early in the morning, spend time with God, diligently seek him. I say this all the time. We then become a vessel that God can work through.
Right.
When we get the confidence that God's word is real, because we're hearing it, mm-hmm. we're going to church, we're in our church groups, we're fellowshipping with our church members. We're looking at people and seeing what's wrong with us versus what's wrong with them. So when we look at what our problem is, we're changing ourselves, and that makes the circumstances around us change. We stop trying to be understood, and we start trying to understand.
Mm-hmm.
We stop trying to be forgiven, and we start to forgive. We look at life through a different lens. And our whole outlook on life starts to change, because now we're seeing how we can be the change that needs to happen instead of waiting for everybody else to be the change.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And we start to try to attract people to the way we're doing it. And they look at us and say, wow, they're doing that. I like the way they're doing that. I'm going to do it, instead of always trying to tell people what they're doing wrong. How about I just do the right thing when no one is looking? And my life changes, and hopefully somebody else's mm-hmm. life will change as a result of the changes that I make. It's really not that hard.
Mm.
We just have to be less selfish,
mm-hmm.
right? And our lives will change.
Yeah. I think for me, that first sentence and then each sentence there after that really struck me. The word disillusionment. And disillusionment is defined as a condition of being disenchanted, the condition of being dissatisfied or defeated in expectation of hope. And if we're defeated before we even start, then what chance do we have? It says the doubting ones are the disillusioned ones. When you're in doubt, you're on the fence. That's like, you know, if you're in a place of doubt, I doubt it. I don't know if it could happen. And a lot of people are approaching their lives, their situations, and others' situations with doubt. And Al was talking about that yesterday. Doubt is really unbelief. If, maybe. And when we start to use those words, I think, DC, I don't give God a chance when I say, you know, I doubt it could happen. Or I feel disillusioned before I start. People use this phrase a lot, and I never liked it. I never really understood why I didn't like it. But it said, yeah, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
How can benefit be in doubt? They just simply don't go together.
Right, right. I love what one of my other meditations said, and it just says that God can only do for me what he can do through me.
Mm-hmm.
Humility is the result of knowing that God is the doer, not me.
Mm-hmm.
That way I'm not so critical of others.
Right.
You know, I understand that God has to do the work in that person that he's done in me, but I can't make anybody get what God has for them.
Mm-hmm.
They have to want it for themselves. But once you start to want it and you start to seek God and ask him to change you and make you a vessel that he can work through, the change starts to happen. It moves the wheels of growing spiritually is a slow process.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to just stay diligent.
Yeah.
Stay focused and know that God, it's not a God that he can lie. He's going to do what his word says he's going to do if we just stay focused and stay diligent, Corey.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you, I think that this meditation is for anybody that is in that position or in that state of being doubtful and negative. And it is telling us very clearly that doubt poisons all of our action. That's a serious statement.
That
doubt
really
poisons
is.
All of our actions. And so we can change our actions, but first we have to change our mind. And the meditation says that you should change your mind in the affirmative. And that's with a yes. Yes, I can.
Yes,
yes, it can be done.
Right.
I may not know how it can be done, but I trust that if God says it's possible, it's
yes,
possible.
Absolutely, Carlette. And we have to understand that we doubt paralyzes.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to seek God and ask him to and pray and ask him not to let doubt paralyze. You know, we have to go along in faith.
And what comes after doubt? Fear.
Absolutely. It's right there trailing it.
Yeah, they're twins of deception.
Twins of deception.
They're twins of deception.
Yeah, you can't let doubt take you down.
Yeah, because once you start doubting, fear is right there. They
that fear is right there.
They're hand in glove.
Yeah, that fear is right there to make you just start doubting yourself. So that's what fear is for.
Yeah.
To stop you from doing. Yeah, and that, well, that's what fear does.
Mm-hmm.
It stops you from, and you have to be courageous. You know, put the fear down and the doubt. And go because God is with you.
Right.
And he will see you through any situation. All situations.
Mm-hmm.
I like that word, all. He will see you through all.
Yeah.
Whatever you put behind it, he can do it.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to see us through, folks. I mean, and that's, we just have to make a declaration that I'm going to do it the way God wants me to do it. God doesn't want me to fear. He says, fear not, I am
mm-hmm.
with you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I am with you.
What more do we need?
Exactly. And that's why I'm really appreciating the scripture of when I am weak, he is strong. And we have to learn how to deal with that feeling of weakness. And to know by faith that God is the strongest when I am weak. Mm-hmm. And that gives you the confidence to move along with strength in your physical body. You know, the more you build yourself up spiritually, the stronger you get physically.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot to this, man.
And then the last
good
part,
stuff, man.
Yeah, the last part really gives us all the hope that we could ever want. It says there are miracles of change in people's lives. And you said it last night, you know, we're seeing miracle after miracle after miracle. And a lot of times we have seen things happen and they become common to us.
Right.
And we don't acknowledge as believers, like we should, that was a miracle.
Right.
That happened.
Yeah, that just happened right before me. And I get too familiar with that stuff. And I start thinking it's just commonplace, and it's not.
No.
God is on the scene, and he is with us through all that we have to go through.
Yeah, and here's how we could pray about it. It says, I pray that I will not be paralyzed by doubt. I pray that I may go along on the venture of faith. That, family, is our OPT meditation intention and or thought for the day, sponsored by Healthy Blue, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. Their website, www.myhealthyblue.la.com.
Put the cross and shield to work for you. Medicaid from Healthy Blue. From adults to kids, get all your Medicaid benefits, plus extras like Boys and Girls Club memberships and rewards for seeing the doctor. www.myhealthyblue.la.com.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Of Oil's Commission of Tourism, you can plan your trip today. You'll find it all and more when you find your center down in of Oils Parish. Visit their website at www.travelofoils.com for more information.
Looking for an adventure nearby? Then come to of Oils Parish. For the history buffs, visit Adam Ponce's Store Museum and Sarto Bridge in Big Bend. Play a round of golf at Chamaca Trails or camp at Gator Grounds RV Water Park Resort. Grab a brew at Paragon Casino Resort's newest restaurant, The Draft Room. Need retail therapy? Shop from the locals at our artisan and flea markets. Book your favorite hotel or experience our B&B to do it all. Search travelofoils.com or visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
When an injury happens, you may not have a choice where you go, but you do have a choice in who treats you. At Mid-State Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center, our board-certified specialists are here for you, whether it's a sports injury, joint pain, or a fracture. Even in the emergency room or urgent care, you can request Mid-State for your orthopedic care. Don't leave your recovery up to chance. Choose the team Central Louisiana trusts. Mid-State Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center, you have a choice.
At Choice Providers, we help people stay safe and comfortable at home. We support children, adults, seniors, and veterans who need extra help with daily life. That could mean help with bathing, getting dressed, meals, light cleaning, or just having someone there you can trust. We work with Louisiana waiver programs and private pay. If you or a loved one needs support at home, you have a choice. Choose care, choose comfort, choose Choice Providers. For more information, the number to call is 318-484-7310 or visit choiceproviders.net to get started today.
State Farm agent Rosa Fields is here to help life go right. With over 25 years of experience, you can trust that State Farm agent Rosa Fields and her professional staff can help you. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business insurance, Rosa Fields can help you. Rosa brings a local touch to a national brand with exceptional service. State Farm agent Rosa Fields has been doing more than providing quality insurance. She's been building relationships one customer at a time. State Farm agent Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881.
You've searched, and finally, you found it. It's perfect. But you don't know if you can afford it, or what your payment will be, or even if you'll be approved. At Southern Heritage Bank's Mortgage Center, you can know your mortgage, know your rate, know your mortgage payment, know if you're approved. So that perfect house becomes your perfect house. The Southern Heritage Mortgage Center at knowyourmortgage.net, or any one of our 9 Central Louisiana locations.
Southern Heritage Bank offers local banking with a little something extra. 10 locations throughout Central Louisiana. Or for more information, you can log on to their website. It's www.shbnet.com. That's www.shbnet.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This morning, we're talking to Linda Hudson from the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. Linda, good morning and good to have you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So a lot is happening at the food bank. First of all, let's talk about how you guys are helping to service those families affected by all the floods.
Sure. So we are just they're just requesting our help. You know, in the beginning of the disaster, Red Cross was there. There was a lot of support and things happening and food supply coming in. What typically happens with disasters as we get further away from it, there are still teams working there. There's still lots of going on. But some of those supplies aren't as available as they were in the beginning. So we are starting to supply some food to the Baptist Cook team that's there. You know, their teams are there helping cook. They're also helping, you know, people rebuild and mucking houses and getting all of that work done. So we're supplying some food there. Some of our partner food pantries, like Mansura Care and Hope, they have been doing so much work from the beginning, supplying food, supplying household needs, doing a lot more work than they normally do, and they normally do a lot of work in a Wells Parish. We've also been supplying some food to those families who are staying in either hotels or the RV parks for their household needs because, of course, everything they had, they probably lost. And so we're just waiting. When they ask for assistance, we try to do what we can. We've sent some baby formula and just really be on standby to supply those needs as we find out what those things are.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's just important for everybody listening and watching to know that the flood happened, but people are still in the recovery process.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that kind of stuff takes a long time. Yeah. The news story of it
kind of
always dies down. Yeah. But, you know, for these families who, you know, lost their homes, lost everything, and then just trying to rebuild, you know, that takes a long time. And so we certainly want to be there to help our families in Avoyelles Parish and know that that parish has really come together and are helping each other, which we, of course, love to see. But we want, you know, Central Louisiana doesn't need to forget about it. It's not over, and there are still great needs there. And so, you know, we encourage people to, of course, volunteer and donate where they can and help support those families. Because in Louisiana, these situations could happen to any of us, no matter what parish that we're in. And so it still is almost unbelievable to think about the amount of rain that came in such a short time there. But also to, you know, these are our families and our neighbors, and to do what we can to help out.
And talk about the cook teams, you know, because I didn't know that they were still in place.
Right. So Louisiana Baptist, they have a strong mission program, and they work all over the country to help rebuild and to do cook teams. And they're quite often some of the first people in there. And so we've worked with them for years, disasters across the state where we've supplied food and services where we can. But those kind of things are great partnerships that you need, because you have organizations like ours who have the food and supplies available. We don't have the resources or the capabilities to go out and cook. And so these kind of partnerships work well all the time, but especially during disaster relief, where they're pretty much experts in doing this. So they know what to do. Their volunteers get in there and they're ready to go immediately.
For sure. And so one of the other things that we need not forget is that kids are out of school.
Right. Right. And you know, that's summertime. People think of, oh, it's summertime, it's relaxing, it's fun, it's vacation. But for so many of our neighbors and the families that we serve, it becomes more of a struggle because your kids aren't getting breakfast and lunch at school. And people who have children and grandchildren know when kids are home all day, they're looking for something to eat. And so for our families who struggle on a regular basis, summertime can be even more difficult. We are doing our summer feeding program where we're distributing food, breakfast, and lunches for kids across some of the parishes we serve. Unfortunately, we're not in all of them. I do believe that some of our parishes, I think even in Avoyelles Parish, the school system is doing meals. Mm-hmm. And so they're able to get breakfast and lunches in some of these parishes. For us in Rapides Parish, we've partnered with several summer programs, the libraries. Those are often sites where people go and kids go in the summer and they can eat. They get a breakfast and lunch while they're there at any programming or just if they're at the library. In the rural areas, we're able to do what's called non-congregate meals, and the kids can take food home for the week. Mm-hmm. So the parent or guardian can come pick up once a week and take 14 meals home per kid. And that way they only have to come that one time a week.
Wow.
Which is great, because we also know that transportation is such an issue for so many people in our communities that, you know, getting there once a week sometimes isn't easy. Mm-hmm. You know, people have to get rides or come together. But if they can just come that one time and get meals for the full week, that makes things much easier for them.
And so what are non-congregate meals?
So what they are is they're little pre-packed meals, and it has all of the requirements that meet the federal guidelines. But they're pre-packed, and like each breakfast is a little package. It contains the milk and, you know, cereal and whatever else is in the little pack. And they can take it home per meal. So it doesn't have to be refrigerated. They can easily pick it up and store it. And then that way they have them at home to eat. They're just not eating on site. In non-rural areas, we can't do those types of distributions. We can only serve, you have to go to the site and eat it on site. So that's what we're doing at some of the libraries and other places in Rapides Parish. But in those rural communities, they can just come in that once a week and just pick up for the entire week.
And so in the wake of gas prices and grocery prices going up, what do you want to let the community know about the position that the food bank is taking to help support those families?
Right. We're always looking at access, neighbor access, and trying to make sure we're serving people as close as we can to where they live and, you know, making it easier for them. We do direct distribution here on Baldwin Avenue Monday through Friday from 8 to 12 and 1 to 3. Families can come and pick up food there. Of course, if they're not in our area, we encourage them to call or go to our website to find the closest distribution point to them. You know, we have 27 mobile distributions every month. Wow. Across our 11 parish service area. And those are in some rural communities where we don't have any partners.
Mm-hmm. So are they actually delivering?
They're not delivering to the home. So we have a specific site we go to. So mm-hmm. Say Winfield, we're at the fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. And we're there from 7 in the morning until noon. And we have between 300 and 400 households where it's a drive-through process. We take multiple trucks and our team to help distribute the food. And it's just like you were picking up at the food bank, mm-hmm. or a pantry. You know, we load the car and they drive off. And so we have some sites that are smaller. We may serve 50 families in some of these smaller communities. But, you know, if it weren't for us taking the food there, we don't want a family to drive 2 hours to Alexandria.
Right.
You know, and so we're all the way to the Texas border, to the Mississippi border. So it's in very rural communities. And so we just, again, want to make sure that we can try to get as close to the families as we can. Unfortunately, we can't do delivery service, which we get calls about all the time.
Right.
Something we would love to do, but we just don't have the capacity to do it.
So tell people how, if they haven't connected with the food bank, and they're in need, how can they get a food box?
Sure. It's a very simple application process. We need your picture ID and your address, and then we'll ask how many people are in the household and what's the total household income. And that's the application. It's all income-based. So, for an example, a household size of one, the maximum house monthly income has to be less than $2,461, and then it goes up from there. So a household of two, it's $3,337. Wow. Mm-hmm. These are set by the federal government. We follow those. We have to follow these guidelines. And people have to recertify every July, so it's that time right now. So even if you come to us every month, once a year, we have to recertify and fill out your application. But that's how simple it is. Name, address, income, and how many people in your household.
All right. So if you're getting a food box already, know that this month you're going to have to recertify.
You're going to have to recertify.
Linda, thank you, and thank the Food Bank of Central Louisiana for all that you guys are doing to feed the families of Central Louisiana.
Thank you, Carlette.
Indeed. Hey, everybody, stay on point. We'll be back after this. At Clico, nothing energizes us more than serving our Louisiana communities. Visit Clico's website at Clico, www.energizesus.com. That's www.energizesus.com.
At Clico, we're energized by serving our Louisiana communities. And in 2025, our team logged 5,000 volunteer hours and supported 400 charitable organizations. And this year, we're on track to do even more. You can find us in your neighborhood, at the food bank, on the Little League field, and in our schools. Because making a difference energizes us. Visit energizesus.com to learn more.
Are you experiencing behavior problems with your child in school? Has your teen been part of the juvenile justice system? During these trying times, being proactive is better than being reactive, especially when it comes to managing undesired behaviors. That's where Dr. Keith A. Fox, cognitive behavioral specialist, comes in. His business, Cognitive Consults LLC, is a cognitive psychology consulting business right here in Alexandria, conducting mental health assessments, substance abuse education, behavioral management, crisis prevention, and human development for individuals, groups, and families. If you or your company is looking for mental health consulting, guidance, or assistance, Cognitive Consults can help. Dr. Fox has over 25 years' experience in correctional institutions, mental health rehab, and residential treatment centers for drugs and alcohol. CognitiveConsults.com or 318-446-5965.
Whew, it's hot as pit out here.
What? Hot as pit?
How does this pit at Outlaws Barbecue?
You're not wrong. This heat ain't no joke. Let's head over to Outlaws and enjoy Louisiana's most wanted barbecue and their AC.
That sounds outlawsome.
Outlawsome?
Yeah, you know, just a little word I mashed up. Outlaws awesome?
Right. Let's head over to Outlaws right now.
Stay cool this summer when it's hot as pit outside. Let Outlaws do the grilling while you do the chilling. Outlaws Barbecue. Good folks, good food, good times.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
At Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, we're more than just a financial institution. We're family. Whether you're looking for a great rate on a loan, building your savings, or simply managing your everyday banking, we're here to help. Buying a home, upgrading your ride, or finally getting that RV you've always wanted? We offer convenient loan options and personalized service to fit your lifestyle. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, where we help members like family. HeartCU.org, federally insured by NCUA.
Do you have a wound on your lower leg or foot that just won't heal? Are you experiencing pain from a diabetic foot ulcer? Are your toes turning black? If so, you are at great risk for amputation. LACVT is a leader in preventing amputation in SINLA. We have several wound healing options with outstanding outcomes, and we accept all insurance. LACVT at 318-442-0106 to schedule an appointment so that you can keep walking.
Your heart will beat more than 2.5 billion times in a lifetime. Each of those heartbeats deserves the region's most advanced cardiac care. Rapids Regional Medical Center was the first in the region to offer state-of-the-art procedures such as TAVR and micropacemakers. And we have the area's only hybrid operating room for advanced cardiac surgery with an interventional approach. When it comes to second chances of the heart, we should be your first choice. Rapids Regional Medical Center. Heart care on a higher level.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
This ought to cheer you up a little bit, Alex,
yeah,
you know?
Right. I can't help it, man. I still think about her.
Yeah, I know it's hard to forget sometimes.
Yeah, it's rough sometimes.
Excuse me, Mr. O'Neill. There's a young lady over at the bar asking for you.
Nobody knows I'm here.
Well, I'm afraid she was quite insistent.
Oh, no. It's her.
Well, don't stand there, man. Go over and say something to her.
But I don't know what to say to her, man.
If you still care, it won't be hard.
It's been a long time. I didn't ever think I was going to see you again. See, you haven't changed. Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Cookies, nom nom nom. Me love to eat all kinds of cookies, nom nom nom. Me favorite are the ones from Atwood's, nom nom nom. Oh, I love all kinds of cookies, crunchy chip filled or chewy. Cookies, nom nom nom. Saw a lot of cookies that I can choose from. When I walk in, the treats begin then. I pick my favorites in just a minute. Got me smacking like, ooh, nom 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 nom. I chopped them in the store. Got me wanting more. My favorite too. Nom 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 nom. Me love coming to Atwood's. Oh yeah. Nom 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 nom.
You've searched, and finally, you found it. It's perfect. But you don't know if you can afford it, or what your payment will be, or even if you'll be approved. At Southern Heritage Bank's Mortgage Center, you can know your mortgage, know your rate, know your mortgage payment, know if you're approved. So that perfect house becomes your perfect house. The Southern Heritage Mortgage Center at knowyourmortgage.net or any one of our 9 Central Louisiana locations.
Before the accident, I was actually on my way to take my mom some things. She was in a nursing home at the time. I was hit, hurt. Malcolm helped me keep my composure and sanity. Malcolm is real, he's honest, he's compassionate, and he's gonna go that extra mile. Being in an accident is not easy, especially when you have children. From the time I had my wreck to the time I received my check, I never had worry.
The Law Office of Malcolm Larverdane, here for you today. 318-445-3533.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Results may vary.
Do you have a wound on your lower leg or foot that just won't heal? Are you experiencing pain from a diabetic foot ulcer? Are your toes turning black? If so, you are at great risk for amputation. LACVT is a leader in preventing amputation in SINLA. We have several wound healing options with outstanding outcomes, and we accept all insurance. LACVT at 318-442-0106 to schedule an appointment so that you can keep walking.
Problem gambling is hard to see. Learn the signs. If you need to win, you need to stop. And if you need help, we're here for you. Central Louisiana Human Services District is now offering gambling treatment in addition to mental health and addiction services. CLHSD.org, now located at 5411 Coliseum Boulevard in Alexandria.
The saying holds true. You never know where life will lead you. It brought me back home to open the newest gym in Alexandria. Hello, I'm Paul Tranzer, and I've been training for over 35 years. I specialize in one-on-one and small group training. I'm passionate about helping others reach their fitness goal. If you're ready to invest in your health, then I invite you to the gym. Get your mind right and body ready. For more information, 318-487-3119 at 2006 Suite B, MacArthur Drive.
State Farm agent Rosa Fields is here to help life go right. With over 25 years of experience, you can trust that State Farm agent Rosa Fields and her professional staff can help you. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business insurance, Rosa Fields can help you. Rosa brings a local touch to a national brand with exceptional service. State Farm agent Rosa Fields has been doing more than providing quality insurance. She's been building relationships one customer at a time. State Farm agent Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881.
Are you looking for the best meats in Central Louisiana? All roads lead to Juno's Cajun Meats in Mocksville. That's where you'll find a large variety of fresh and smoked meats, stuffed items, seasonings, and much, much more. Juno's is a Cajun meat market specializing in traditional Cajun delicacies like boudin, boudin balls, and the most famous cracklings in all of Louisiana. A true delight. Perfectly seasoned, crunchy, meaty, and juicy with a flavor and texture you won't find anywhere else. Juno's Cajun Meats is worth the trip from anywhere in Louisiana. Juno's Cajun Meats is located at 6880 Highway 1 in Marksville, Louisiana, across from the casino.
Want to quit smoking or vaping? The first step is have a plan. The Louisiana Campaign for Tobacco-Free Living can help you kick the habit. It's easier than you think. Your support team can help. 1-800-QUIT-NOW. QuitWithUSLA.org.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This is about a wrap-up for our morning. We want to thank all of our guests. We want to thank Minister Fidelia Jackson Sutherland from Zion Hill Church Family. We want to thank Danielle Milano, our regular contributor and guest. And we want to thank Linda Hudson from the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. If you want to volunteer, if you want to make donations, you want to help the folk in Avoyelles or throughout the communities that they serve, they would certainly welcome that. And we want to thank you for spending maybe part of your morning with us here at the OPT Network. And we'd also like to invite you to join us at 9 o'clock at the top of this hour on WNTZ Fox 48 for On Point Talk, the Carlette Christmas Show on television. The reason why we do it is to create conversations that are meaningful, to raise those voices in our community so that people can be heard and so we can all understand what we need to do to support ourselves, our community, and the things that we care about. We want to hear about what's happening in your community. We want to hear about your school drives, vacation Bible school, things that are going to be a help and support to our community. All you got to do is reach out to us. It's simple and it's easy. The reason why we do it every single day is because we love you. We love the communities that we serve. And we all want to be the change that we want to see. And it starts with each of us. And it starts by coming together. And we'll be talking more about coming together in unanimity to be the change that we want to see. And to be the change that we want to see, we have to be an active participant in change. Change just doesn't happen because we hope for it. We have got to do our part. Mahatma Gandhi said it, and we do too. Every one of us can be that change. Be safe. Be well, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on TGI Friday. Coming up next is the unstoppable Wade Hampton. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks, everybody.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with the cargo full of love and devotion. So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion. So I'd like to know where you got the notion.
You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The bigger show.
The official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1. For more information, call 318-445-5658 or go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. Thanks once again for joining us on the official OPT.